This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Chris Sullivan of Zebra Technologies. Chris, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Donnie, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, Chris, directly or indirectly, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a dramatic change on everybody's lives and every aspect of it. And certainly near the top of that list is the healthcare sector, which in many cases is having to take a lot of unusual measures to respond to the pandemic. Some of these measures include standing up temporary facilities, temporary hospitals, and also creating drive-through testing centers. What are some of the challenges to doing this kind of thing, and how can Zebra help?
Donnie, I think it's important to highlight that the frontline workers are just heroes right now in our world and community situations. Not only are they stepping up to help the patients, but literally putting their own safety at risk. And so Zebra Technologies has tried to respond fast to the needs, and we've created some brand new solutions. We've redeployed engineers and other business leaders to try to rise up to the occasion. And a number of things, what we've done recently is release a drive-through testing solution that has dual purposes of automating the diagnostic testing for people who are receiving the test, the COVID-19 test, but also to do it in a way that's safe for both the employee and the patient. And the tricky part is that when frontline workers are interfacing with patients, they are exposing themselves, and it just creates all kinds of complications. So we've created a solution that addresses the safety in a manner that diagnostic testing can be done without physical contact between the patient and the caregiver.
Okay, wow, that sounds interesting. So what are some of the specific aspects of the solution, both, I guess, from a communication standpoint and, you know, like you said, aspects that can help protect both the patient and the caregiver?
The solution has three primary components to it. It has physical devices that are healthcare designed and purposed specifically for this application. It also has custom designed software specifically for drive-through testing. And it has interoperability and integration with the FirstNet communication systems to both preserve the data safety and to help the emergency workers and clinical workers get speed and prioritization of their communications. So those are the three solutions or the three solution components. And when working together, it does create that seamless, contactless solution. And what I can do is unpack each of those three just a little bit more and provide clarity if that's helpful.
Yeah, that'd be great. I guess I'd love to know what kind of devices and how you chose the connectivity route as well.
Okay, great. So let's start with the devices. So if you picture a drive-through facility and you picture healthcare workers that are garbed in PPE equipment, how do they get the blood specimens and the testing done from the patient? What we have are three separate physical devices that work in tandem. So we have a healthcare designed printer that's portable, and that printer produces the specimen labels, which basically is a barcode automation to match the blood to the patient. And so in the best of times, we have a 1 in 18 error rate between the specimen and the patient. And so what that means is there's misidentification of the specimen, and therefore you have downstream misdiagnosis. So what we've done is create mobile printers that go to the patient to automate the labeling and the identity match to try to address the misdiagnosis or misidentification of the patient. And so one of the devices is a mobile printer. We also have a second device, which is a mobile computer, a smartphone-looking device that has healthcare features and capabilities. It has healthcare functionality from a hardware point of view, but also from a software point of view as well. And that becomes the tool to manage the workflow of a mobile specimen collection. And then the third hardware item is a printer to print patient identification wristbands. So if that patient needs to engage in next step patient care activities, we want to make it easy and accurate and automated for the patient to be treated. So the caregivers can scan the patient barcode, they can scan the specimen, they can then cross-authenticate those people and those specimens with their electronic healthcare record systems and start a safe and appropriate patient care journey. So that hardware was already in place and was being used for mobile testing for quite some time. The part that was created custom for COVID-19 is the software to enable this to take place in a way that does not touch the caregiver and the patient, contactless interactions. So what the software does, and the software is created by LifeMed ID, which is a independent company from Zebra, but Zebra has them as a member of our venture portfolio, meaning that we sponsor them and invest in their cutting-edge technologies to help with healthcare. So they're following our guidance and using some of our investment to build the software. And what they've done is they've created a software application that will be able to read the driver's license of the patient or some other form of identification. And so the identification of that patient can be done in a way that doesn't have a touch from the employee. So the Zebra device can either scan a patient authentication document or can take a picture of that driver's license. And then that driver's license information is then cross-checked with other information systems to authenticate that the name of the person is matching and accurate, and therefore the frontline caregiver can do the patient registration without anything other than the Zebra device and the software from LifeMed ID that's running on that. So that software is new and really hits the spot on addressing this issue. And after it captures that data from the patient, it then creates a token, a patient identification token, that can then be used for downstream patient care activities to allow patient care work to happen. And that token, think of like a QR code or other things along those lines, that token or ticket is the what the patient can use and keep as they go through their patient care steps as this progresses.
Okay. Wow. Well, so how much time does this approach save compared to, I don't know what they were doing before, but I would think this would be a whole lot quicker and get rid of some of those long lines that nobody wants for both health and, you know, timing reasons.
Yeah, Donnie, that's exactly right. It's significantly quicker. So without best-in-class healthcare technology, you're looking at people using pens and paper to write down information. You're perhaps having someone enter data into a computer And you're having to then transfer data from different sources and then re-input those elsewhere. So this is an enormous time saver. It takes about 3 minutes from beginning steps to end of steps. So it is easily cutting the total time, you know, by several hundred percent. And that makes a big difference both in getting those lines shorter, but it also makes a difference in that it really minimizes infectious disease exposure because the dwell time is much less.
Well, and also from an accuracy standpoint, when people are writing stuff down and then re-entering them into different databases and things like that, there's an awful lot of opportunity for a typo here or there that can make a huge difference in somebody's life.
Definitely. That's exactly right. And every day in this country, there are unfortunate medical errors and mistakes that impact people's lives. And technology and the automation of work steps can really reduce those events. And this is certainly one of those examples.
Okay. Well, this is a really cool system, Chris. And, you know, it certainly is definitely needed at this time during the COVID-19 pandemic. Does this have applicability in the future in other areas?
It does. And I'll share some of those, but I should probably give a little bit of transparency around the communication systems as well. Mm-hmm. So because these diagnostic testings are taking place outside of a physical building, and because they're using mobile technologies, the ability to capture this information requires connectivity. And so connectivity is key to this entire solution. Connectivity enables this data to be exported to other systems. Connectivity also enables the immediacy and the speed of information. And so we felt it was important to get the most secure and most reliable communication system that exists, and federal government's driven a FirstNet solution that's led from AT&T and powered by AT&T. And because that's the trusted communication system for first responders and other critical groups, that's where we worked to establish that interoperability. And so it is set up with the most reliable communication platform. And we also have had LifeMed ID create their software in a way that's scalable. It's cloud-based. It has the security processes in place. So communication, both in voice communication and also in the data exchange, are both real-time. They're both secure, and they're both very reliable. So what that communication platform does is it enables the data to then be imported into other systems, such as the electronic healthcare records. So the hospital or care providers can have real-time information on their end. It also is transferable to the healthcare insurance companies and community health organizations. So that infrastructure is a really exciting part of this solution. And that does lead to your question about what other applications. So this was set up for drive-through testing, and that came out of urgent requests from healthcare providers to help with their crisis situations. And although we built it for that purpose, it's not difficult to see, and we're already having exploratory conversations in other areas. So if you substitute the word drive-through testing for mobile testing, drive-through testing is COVID-19 here and now. Mobile testing is expansive. Both it covers current needs, but mobile testing provides a tremendous amount of value for future applications. So an example could be first responder and ambulance. The the patients with heart attacks and strokes, which I think are number one and number two causes of death in the United States, they have a very finite amount of time before they can, for them to be treated before it's too late. So the notion of using mobile testing and mobile authentication technologies while in the ambulance to self-register the patient or auto-register the patient to link in patient information and vital signs with the electronic health records, that really speeds up the admissions process into an emergency room by having to bypass administrative steps and getting straight to patient care. It also speeds up the ability to have accuracy because you have more patient health information that's captured and shareable in a digital, secure, interoperable way. So the mobile ambulance and the mobile testing applications inside the ambulance is one really promising area. There's also community health applications in a broader sense. The secret to bending the cost curve in healthcare is to reach people in their community. And so both public and private organizations are increasingly investing in bringing healthcare to the patient. That could be mobile testing companies going to a nursing home. It could be going to a university. It could be going to a prison. It could even be going to the house of an individual. Previously, the patient had to travel to the healthcare institutions, and that really limits care of access. It tends to result in reactive care versus proactive care. So now with this mobile testing solution that's very thorough and very integrated, it really opens up a whole bunch of possibilities of getting front-end patient care in any application. It could be drive-through testing, but some of the examples I shared show where it could be applied in other ways and other places. And so we look at this solution as being a step in an initial journey. We see other use cases emerging and applications happening. And we also see other features that can be upgraded and added to the platform to make it increasingly convenient and helpful to both emergency management and patient care management.
Okay. Wow. Exciting stuff. Well, I can't wait to see how all these things evolve in the future, and I'm glad to hear things are working in these, in particular with some of these drive-through testing centers, that things are going so well right now. Chris, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us, and congratulations on all the work that you and Zebra are doing for the healthcare sector.
Donnie, you're welcome. We enjoyed the time, and want to say thank you again to the frontline workers who are making a difference in today's world.
Very true.